Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You know, it's kind of an amazing thing what he does for us in calling us his spouse and loving us, the church, in you know, the whole picture of Hosea, where there's this unfaithful bride, I mean, really a prostitute, that Hosea keeps going after. God keeps saying, bring her back in, bring her back in, bring her back in. And then we have this picture in Revelation where we're actually, Jesus Christ is waiting for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Like, we're waiting to be wed to him forever. And what changes our marriages is remembering how unworthy we are of that sort of love. How God looks at us through Jesus Christ, and he doesn't see this messed up, idolatrous, looking everywhere else but to God to satisfy this desire for love. He looks at us and sees us hidden in Christ, perfect record. And so we're actually dressed now in this beautiful wedding dress, Christ's righteousness. We're dressed now in his righteousness. We have his robe of righteousness placed over us. And so as I'm sitting in that and secure in that, then again, I'm free to love my husband on the days that he doesn't feel love towards me or he's having a hard day at work. I'm free to just give myself to him because it's not about him loving me. It's about I've already been loved. Do you see how it is in every relationship? It's so beautiful how God condescends to us. And says, okay, here's a relationship you struggle in, your marriage. I'm going to relate to you as your heavenly spouse. Here's a relationship you struggle in, your friendships. I'm going to tell you you're my friend. Here's a relationship you struggle with, your parents or your kids. I'm going to tell you I'm your father. And how he comes to us in all these different beautiful facets to show us over and over and over again, he's enough. Relationship with him is enough. And it enables us to give our lives away to those people that we relate with, even when it's hard.
Say a word to maybe the person who's just feeling, has sort of swung to the failure side, which
yeah.
You know, can so easily happen. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's insecurity or just, you know, I'm not the kind of, you know, spouse I want to be, you know,
right.
parenting my children, or I'm getting in trouble at work or what, you know, just talk to us about that feeling of failure.
I mean, I'm talking to myself as well. So we're forgiven. We're forgiven. I mean, you think about that failure that plagues you every day. The way that every morning you think to yourself, today I'm going to do this, and then you fail. You're forgiven. You're loved. You're welcomed. And as we dwell on that, it gives us courage tomorrow to try again.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.